Lord, I pray right now we would have hearts of flesh and not hearts of stone so that we could receive the word. That we would be good ground that would receive the word this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Because this morning we have an amazing special treat. I didn't even say the name. You know, Bishop Tyrone Stowe is in the house this morning. Thank you for giving him some love this morning. An amazing man. I remember meeting. I was both terrified and at peace at the same time, knowing that, like, this is a big, scary man, but he's a nice, big, scary man. And I'm sorry to make the Aslan comparison if it makes you uncomfortable, but from the Book of Narnia, when the kids ask, is he safe? He says, is he safe? Of course he's not safe, but he's good. And we have a big, scary, good man in the house who loves God. I remember a while ago, who is here when our church's ACs went for one of the many times, went kaputs, but it was so kaputs that we couldn't even be here. And Pastor Tyrone Stowe's church opened their doors for us, and we got to worship with them. What an amazing experience that was. So we get the privilege of having the word come from him this morning that God's prepared for him. Let us be good ground. And as he comes up, please let's welcome Bishop Tyrone Stowe.
Come on. Come on. Can you clap your hands? Come on. Can you stand and just hallelujah, celebrate Pastor, hallelujah, Pastor Sean, hallelujah, him and his wife is just getting away, hallelujah. Father, I just ask you to pour more purpose in, Father, whatever they're doing, come on, y'all too low, come on, you. This is your leaders, these are your man of God, this is your woman of God, Father, we just ordained them for purpose. We speak purpose today. Today you came here to hear a word of purpose. Father, I ask you that purpose will be the plan. Not our will be done, but thy will be done. And that thy kingdom would come. Help me a little bit. Your kingdom come. Your will be done.
Two are better than one.
Father, we just honor you today with your word. God is a wonderful God. He only wants you to give him what you received. And I want you to understand that you've been here in church receiving, and that has changed your heart. That has changed who you used to be. Old things have, and all things are becoming. You can never be the same. Pastor Heidi and they're going away and they're getting what they need so that they can give you what you need. I want you to always celebrate when they go get out and get away and do something. Tell somebody do something. Because, hallelujah, if they don't do it, who is? And so I just thank the Lord for this opportunity on today. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you could please just remain standing. Father, we love you. We praise you. Father, we ask you even that your spirit will just take over. Father, I decrease that you might increase. Father, I just ask you even now that you would just give us your plan. Let us live by purpose, not an accident. You were not made to live an accidental life. God has purposed you. God has ordered your steps. And today I decree and declare your will be done. And all God's people said, all God's people said, come on, stand on your feet and come on, praise the Lord. Jeremiah 1:5. Jeremiah 1:5 is our text today. Jeremiah 1:5 is our text today. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And I want you to understand, God knew you, but now it's your time to know God. I mean, God is great. God is awesome. God is a miracle worker. Before he even formed you in the womb, he already had plans for you. to set you apart as somebody special to him. Tell somebody I've been separated. Come on. Old things got to pass away for us to be that new. Before I formed you, I set you apart. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. A prophet speaks the conundrums of God, speaks the will of God. And Father, today, hallelujah, before we sit down, I want you to speak to us today and encourage us in the message for life entitled, I've been ordained for purpose. Come on, tell somebody, I've been ordained for purpose. Come on, amen. Tell somebody, I've been ordained for purpose. One more time. Come on, I've been ordained for purpose. Come on, have a seat. Come on, hallelujah. I was ordained for purpose. You put that up on the screen, kid. I don't know if they can do it. Say ordained for purpose. In other words, God has already done something in you that you don't know yet. You've been ordained with it. It's been given to you. But will you let what's in you out? Great is he that's in you than he that is in the world. We have an enemy called Satan. He goes around as a roaring lion seeking who he can devour. The enemy wants to steal your preordinance, your preordainedness. And I want you to understand you've been preordained for purpose. Go, just turn and tell somebody you've been preordained for purpose. Come on, look at somebody and tell them real strong and hard. You've been preordained for purpose. Come on, I want you to understand, never forget that, hallelujah, you've been preordained for purpose. In other words, God gave it to you before you earned it. God gave it to you, and you got to learn how to work your purpose. Tell somebody, I'm working my purpose. Come on, I want you to understand that. I want you to know that God has called you to greatness. Don't allow nobody make you average. Don't let nobody talk down to you. Come on, you got to learn how to forgive people that don't understand who you are yet. Come on, tell somebody, because who I was now, come on, God's getting ready to change me. God's getting ready to take me higher. Tell somebody, God's getting ready to take me higher. I've been preordained me before. Before God started, he had a plan for you. For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Today I want you to understand that, hallelujah, purpose is pushing you forward. Stay with God's purpose. Stay with God's plan. Hallelujah. You've been preordained means before God knew you. Come on. Before God created you, he knew you. And now he's ordaining you to do great things. Somebody say, great things are coming. I want you to understand that you got to start watching what you say. Because what you say will come to pass if you faint not. Tell somebody, I'm not fainting. I'm not fainting. I'm not going out like that. Hallelujah. Before you knew it, he had preordained you. You are a package that has been preserved by God to speak conundrums into the world. That when people have problems, they're looking for someone to follow. Can they follow you and find peace, joy, and happiness today? God has ordained you before the foundations of the world to be his image and to be his likeness and to walk in the similitudes of God. I want you to understand, you're just like his image. You look just like your father. That's a good thing. Say amen. Jeremiah was challenged with this word. Jeremiah had gotten tired of almost not things didn't happen right. It didn't go his way. It's not about your way. It's about God's way today. Have you decreased that God can increase in you? You got to understand how to do. It may not make sense, but if God said it, it will make sense at the end. The Bible says that it shall speak and faint not. Today, I just really want you to know that, hallelujah, you've been preordained for purpose. Come on, just look at somebody and just say, you've been preordained for purpose. Come on. Come on, somebody say, come on, you talk to me. Tell somebody, you've been preordained for purpose. Come on, talk to me. Y'all, I got to be louder than that. You've been preordained for purpose. Look at somebody that ain't looking at you, then you get a lot of start. Look at them and tell them you've been preordained for this. You've been preordained. God knows your size. God knows how much you can take. God knows how much you love him. And I want you to understand today that, hallelujah, God has preordained you, hallelujah, for purpose. Jeremiah had a challenge with this purpose to fulfill the will of God on my life. Are you struggling like Jeremiah with the great call that's on your life? Have you fulfilled it? Have you lived it? Have you learned from it? Have you grown from it? Today, I just want to challenge you. Amen. Understand, preordained me. Before you were you, God had a plan for you. You and God really do go a long way back. And I want you to understand, he said, before I formed you, I knew you. You're not a mistake. Stop acting like you don't have, stop acting like you are a mistake. There's nobody loves you. You got a Lord. You got a king. You got a kingdom that loves you, that's rooting for you. Today, I just really want you to know that we got to let go of that, of the bad, of the old things. Some of us keep going back to the old friends when you got new friends in the kingdom. I'm not saying old friends are not good, but old friends will remember you being in the flesh, in the old, and not in the spirit. God told Jeremiah, before I formed you, I put a new you in you. I want you to understand that you've been created to be a new you. Every day, your mercies are new. Every morning. God's mercies are new to you every morning. And you got to get up every day expecting something new. Tell somebody something new is going to happen today. Something awesome is going to happen today. Old things have passed away and I'm new. Come on, tell somebody, be a new you. Slap somebody 5 and just say, be a new you. Come on. Hallelujah. God has preordained you to be a new you. You're the answer to the problem. You're not the problem. God told Jeremiah, I formed you and I knew you. That word knew was the word of intimacy, sexuality. God made love to you before. That word love is powerful. It brought you in union with God as one. I knew you and I ordained you to be what I need in the earth. Some of you don't understand that you've been preordained to do what God has called you to do. That's why sometimes people take your singing, hallelujah, and they rating you and just leave it alone. You just got to keep on singing, keep on praying, keep on working the work of him who sent you. Because at the end, the Bible says that it shall speak. I want you to know that you got to learn how to let stuff bounce off you. You got, and in the kingdom of God, you're going to get roasted and toasted. And I want you to know, you got to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over much. Tell somebody, I'm going to be ruling. Come on, I'm going to be ruling. Can you just say, I'm going to be ruling now. Hallelujah. I knew you, but God knew you, but did you know God? God knew you. God knew you, but did you know God? Come on. So can you be just honest and say, I don't know God as good as God knows me. And I want you to understand that hallelujah, we got to stay in the know. Stay in the know him. You got to know him. Come on, know what he wants from you. Jeremiah, he's a new prophet, and he's learning what God requires, expects, demands from the church. Just because somebody else is a baby, you ain't a baby. Just because somebody else is complaining, you're not a complainer. You got to be the answer to the problem. You got to be a problem solver in the kingdom. You got to make sure you got some people, hallelujah, that's lifting you up and ain't talking you down. Today, I just really want you to know today, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, has preordained you. You're a U.S. package. You are a U.S. What's UPS? Yeah. God is using you as a UPS. He's sending you as the package. You're full of gifts and talents and an anointing from the Holy One. God has anointed you for service. But have you made the service your vision? Have you made the service your purpose? Have you made the service your calling? Today, I just really want to just share this with you and let you howl in on what God is doing. God's preordained you. That means before the world and the earth was started, hallowed and found, God knew you. You're not a stranger to God. Hallelujah. You got to know him. And I told you, hallelujah. He said, now I picked you. Somebody say, I picked you. Come on. Come on. I want you to know, out of all of the people in the world today, why would God pick you? Why would God pick you? It ain't like you the best. You have some good days. Have some bad days, but I want you to understand, praise the Lord, God can make your day a reality. I remember getting cut from the football. I wasn't drafted. I was All-American at Rutgers, and I go back in depression every time I tell a story. But God had to take me the long way for me to learn that he's able. I got cut. First downside, I didn't get drafted. And then I got on the team and got cut. And they told me, you're not good enough for us right now. And they'll keep my phone number. Well, they lost my phone number, obviously. But God kept it. And I want you to understand, you have been preordained. In other words, all you really need is already in you. But will you be man enough and woman enough to bring it out? as a woman goes into delivery, oh, Jesus, praise the Lord. I want you to know, come on, what's in her, she got to push it out. And I want you to know those that push, hallelujah, of pressure, that push of negativity, that push of cleansing has to happen in order for you to deliver what God has put in you. Greater is he that is than he that is in the world. Tell somebody, it's already in me. Come on. Greatness is already in you, but we got to stay with it. Stay with his plan to bring greatness out. Most of us are never going to be great because you don't practice it. You don't perfect it. One play, we practice 20 times. One play. Because, hallelujah, God's getting us ready for kingdom building. He's getting us ready. Why are you here? To be used of God. To lay down your life for him. Why are you here? Because I've been preordained to bless this church and give this church money. Come on, give them favor. To just give them my spirit. That whatever they need, I'm here to supply it because God has supplied all my needs. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to get this today, and I pray, hallelujah, that you understand you've been preordained to prosper. God doesn't send you out not full. He feeds us when we're hungry. The problem is you just a picky eater. You don't like the word. You don't like to read the word. You don't like this. Oh, I'm the King James Version. That ain't just read. You don't understand the reading is you eating. Don't care what version it is. It's God. Tell us it's all God. It's good. Just all good. It's all good. Just eat it. You got to eat what's been ordained in order for you to grow. God ordained his words. As you start eating the word, you will grow thereby of the word. Some of us are big and some of us are small spiritually. Some of us are big and some of us are small spiritually. But you got to have a sincere milk to eat to grow thereby. The milk of his word will strengthen you and make you the hero and not the zero. God has a heroic person in here that has the vision that God gave you to turn a whole church around. I'm talking to my own church too. They got a purpose. They don't even understand how good God is. That what they see is not really what's happening. What they see is the flesh has portrayed it like somebody talking about me. Yeah. What's wrong with talking about you? I love you. I want to get to know you better. If I can't help you, I ain't going to hurt you. You got to learn how to let it go. Tell somebody to let it go. Old things pass away. Some people have left because of old things. Some people have passed away because they wouldn't let go the old thing. I'm preordained for purpose. Tell somebody, I'm preordained for my purpose. Your purpose don't have nothing to do with nobody else's purpose. What God's called you to do, you don't need everybody's okay. Stop asking for it. Start acting for it. Stop acting. You got to start acting like you're into it. If it's in you, you got to act like you into it. Today, I really want you to understand. I want to charge you today, amen, with the Lord. Your purpose is what God called you to do. Stop getting mixed up and caught up in somebody else's calling, purpose, plan, hallelujah, idea. And I want you to let go and see what God has for me and my house. Hallelujah. I preordained you for purpose and I picked you. Somebody say, I'm picked, I'm picked, I'm picked. God has picked you to fulfill purpose. What is the purpose that you're here to conquer? What is the purpose that you are sent here to overcome? Today, I want you to just understand that, hallelujah, that the enemy goes out as a roaring lion seeking who he can knock off or devour. I want you to understand that's what we've been sent for, is this step in between Satan trying to rob, kill, cheat, and destroy the people of God. What are you doing? Hallelujah. How are you helping? How are you blocking? How are you blessing? Today, I just really just, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Today started off kind of bumpy. I got up here with and everything, and my computer started working. Me and him was trying to find my message for about a half an hour, and it was gone. And he just said, I'm just seeing if you would go back to the old things. Just testing. Old things. I'm doing new things, but I had to test you on the old things. Would you start doubting and says, will you start panicking, or will you act like you know me, God? Today, you got to fake it till you make it. Sometimes you just got to say yes, because the God says you got to let your yes be yes when you say it. And let your no be no when you don't. And today I want, God said, I picked you. Somebody say yes. Hallelujah. I preordained you. Say yes. I made you prosper. Come on. I made you increase. I did you the will of God. God had Jeremiah's. He couldn't see himself in it. But he never denied it. He was preordained for purpose, and he didn't even understand that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to know all of us have been prepackaged for purpose. Somebody say, we've been prepackaged for purpose. Hallelujah. I want you to know that. What's the company that delivers all the packages? UPS? Yeah. You are just... Amazon, yeah, right. All of you, all of that. You are a package that hasn't been opened yet. But everything that you need is in the package. God hasn't skipped you. He has packaged you. He packaged you for purpose. He packaged you for his plan, not yours. Not your will be done, for God's will to be done. And I want you to just learn how to celebrate what he gave you. Whatever he gave you, if you grow it, if you sow it, hallelujah, God will use it. Most of us are too down. And it ain't going to work. It's not going to. Yes, it's, you sure this isn't going to work now. But I just really want you to understand that don't be a doubting Jeremiah. Be a believing Jeremiah. Jeremiah did it in spite of his doubts. Y'all help me say that. Hallelujah. In spite of the doubts, he fulfilled his purpose. Hallelujah. And God made him a spokesman to all Israel, to his people. If you in here, this is your people. You got to learn how to save your people, help your people, serve your people. Love your people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah, in spite of all his doubts, he fulfilled his purpose. Before God formed you, Jeremiah, in the womb, I knew you. Today, I want you to understand God birthed you with purpose. I want you to understand, hallelujah, have you found purpose yet? Have you found the reason that you come to this church? Do you understand how important this church is in my purpose? I don't listen to nobody that ain't learning about laying down your life, because that's the ultimate sacrifice, that you lay down your life for a friend, not for family, for a friend. Today, I just really want to charge you to be excited. And don't let nobody steal, hallelujah, your purpose. Purpose give you significance. Purpose give you something to say when you meet God one day. Today, I just really want to encourage you. You got it. Tell somebody you got it. Come on. Tell somebody you got it. Tell them it's all in your side of you. Come on. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Come on. I've been called to purpose. Yeah, I've been called to cultivate a plan. Hallelujah. Before I was born. Watch this. Before God said, you were born, I knew you. Before God had a plan for you, before you were born. That's just so exciting. To know that, hallelujah, even before I was born, that God knew that this big head football player, amen, would do something for him. I want you to understand, but it go back a little farther. That here it is. When I got cut from football, come on, I called on the name of the Lord and he saved me. He gave me the desires of my heart because I asked for it. And here it is. I got cut four times in 10 years. Got cut by the Steelers first time. First two times by the Steelers. And then I got cut in Seattle and I got cut. What's another one? I got one more. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to see here. It doesn't matter how many times you've been cut. It's how many times you keep coming back to God, fulfilling purpose. I want you to understand, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But that's not how you're going to end. You're going to end just like I'm ending. Somehow, 10 years of NFL career, hallelujah, and now I'm just waiting at the mailbox for the check every month. God is good. I want you to understand, you got to go through in order to get to the next level. You got to have a drive. You got to say, you got to understand how to not take no for an answer. Let your yes be yes and your nay be. You got to just let go. Hallelujah. And let God. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to close. And I want you to see here. God called us all to be sanctified. If I just listen to the preacher, you won't have that problem. If you start living, hallelujah, life, hallelujah, on God's terms, God will do what he said he would do. You got to let him stand by your word. Are you standing by your word? Today, I want you to stand by your word. Let your yes be yes. And let your no be no. I just ask you even now that you would just let go of the old and become a new creation. Let old things pass away. I just feel prophetic in a second that, hallelujah, some of you have allowed church to make you mean. You got to take, you got to be careful that we don't put a bad connotation on God's people. And it's really, come on, it's the old, you bringing it in with the new. And so I just wanted to make sure that you, God birthed you for purpose. To love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And to be cultivated into his master plan. Not your plan. But God's plan. Have you sat down long enough to know? For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Yeah. God is the giver. Yeah. And now he's only asking us to give us back. Do you trust me to give you back what I already gave you? That don't even make sense. If he gave it to me once, he can do it again. You owe God a debt you can never pay. Jesus paid your debt in full. Today, I want you to understand, hallelujah, blood is on your hand because you did do it. You did say it. You did speak. Speak it. You did steal it. You did do it. You were part of it. You ain't clean in it. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Don't be stealing God's glory while you're telling the story. Today, I just really want you to just to get this, hallelujah, understand today that purpose. Come on, so I say purpose. I'm delivering purpose. I'm delivering purpose today. Hallelujah. Father, I love you. I praise you. I ask you even now, help this word, hallelujah, to just germinate in their hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I called you and hallelujah. And God says, I called you and I sanctified you. In other words, hallelujah, this old side over here, he called you and you walked over on this side and it was clean. Today, I want you to stay on the clean side. I sanctified you on this side. Tell somebody I'm on this side. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I want you to, you got to be on God's side. Today, I want you to be on God's side. Even when things ain't right, be on God's side. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I sanctified you. Hallelujah. And you've been preordained, hallelujah, to be God's spokesman of salvation. This is Jeremiah. Jeremiah became God's spokesman. I want you to become God's spokesman for salvation. He's going to preordain you. You've been delivered. Have you got the package? You got the package. You got the package. Now he understands that God preordained you with the package. But you got to learn how to read, how to put it on. Put on grace and mercy. Shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. He's been ordained, hallelujah, to be a prophet. Father, I just ask you even now that you would just equip everyone today with your perfect will. Hallelujah. Jeremiah was ordained to be a prophet. Hallelujah. A servant. Hallelujah. A laborer. Hallelujah. God had big plans for Jeremiah, and God has big plans for you too today. Don't let it slip away. Let the old things pass away and let you become a new you. Today, I just want to thank you for your time. I want you to understand the work of salvation must be done in order for you to rule and reign with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The work of salvation must be done. And God called Jeremiah to do it for the will of God. For we got to have a do it spirit. If they won't do it, you got to. If they don't believe, you got to believe. If they don't dream, you got to dream. If they don't do, you got to do. Tell somebody it's on you. It's on you. God so loved the world that he gave. Today, I want you to give your heart back to God. Had a friend that just passed away, and they was a preacher, but good people, but she passed away. A time. I want you, don't miss your time. Let purpose drive you. Let God's plan immobilize you. Let God, hallelujah, be in control. Can you let God control you? Hallelujah. Can you decrease that God would increase in us? Today, I just really want you to know God so love the world. You got to start loving what you didn't love before. You know, as we get older, some things change. Like, I don't know where this gray stuff, I don't know where the heck this is. Where this coming from? It's got the nerve to grow back when I cut it off. I want you to understand that God wants us to be resilient. He wants us to be resilient and faithful servanthood. He's looking for new people to promote. That's my message. Jeremiah was new at the purpose, knew that God had a position for him. Each one of you should be having a position, talking to somebody about a position to increase the kingdom of God in this church. You've been coming. Have you become a real member? A real member, hallelujah. A real member knows that my increase is in blessing the church. How can you bless the church? How can, instead of using the church to get you a blessing, today, I just really want to encourage you, hallelujah, and thank you for listening to my tyranny here and with everyone. But I want you to understand that God's looking for workers of salvation. Yeah. To win the lost. Yeah. To do the work that he has sent us to do. And today, I just really want you to know that Pastor Sean, Pastor Heidi, when they come back, they should see a new you. They should see a new spark, a new drive, a new purpose in you. Remember, it's in the package. You can't have it if you didn't receive the package. Ask somebody, have they received the package? The package is salvation. If you haven't received the salvation package, you're not going to be a new creation. Today, I just ask you even now to let go and let God. Let go and let God. He who saves souls is wise. You got to win souls. You got to be a soul winner. You got to be a revivalist. Hallelujah. You got to be faithful. Today, I just really just want to encourage each one of you to understand that you got it. And why you keep saying that you don't. You don't look like me. I don't look like you. And we ain't got nothing in common. In common. Yes, we do. We are Christians. I want you to just to know that, hallelujah, that God needs you. God needs you. God needs you. I need somebody to preach this at my church. God needs you. God needs you to just get up and be. Let your light shine before men. That God will be glorified in you. I want you to understand that's not a big, that's not a little thing. That's a big thing. For God so loved the world ain't big. I want you to understand that God sent us down here to be a world changer, to be a history maker. You got to make history. Father, I love you. I praise you. I thank you for this word. I just ask you even now, help us to receive, hallelujah, what you have for us on today. Hallelujah. Today, if you want